Have I ever got to go to the... Make yourself comfortable. The John... The Ken... What did we... To the do... What did we call it?
I don't...
When we had to pee, we had this cutesy pie premise algorithm.
I'm not quite...
Well, in any case, I've got to...
Is this the park?
What's that?
It said, was the Central Park? Well, obviously this is a park. This is a terrible mistake. I knew it was coming up here. I have no idea where I...
What's that? I'll be with you on the trip.
Nothing. Fine. It's rather like being sent up in one of those balloons, like... Well, not a balloon maybe, but a rocket, or... In any case, there's a theory about time being at a different wavelength, or some such, you know. And if you go to Mars, say, though you might return only 2 months older, the trip would take several years, and things on Earth would be completely altered. Or some such thing, you know. Relativity. And here I am, and it's all rather disquieting. In any case.
What's that, sweet?
I said bumping into you like this.
Oh, yes, a lot of catching up. You look super, by the way. And I won't hear anything except that I'm more ravishing than ever. You look a lot thinner.
Thank you.
It's a gift, right? In this day and age? Do you believe it? Oh well.
You do, you look wonderful. It's almost tragic to see someone whom you remember as so unusually striking and realize that that special thing that they have was the vitality and youthful bloom, and when that's gone, what you really feel, of course, because you don't feel time passing, you know, minute by minute. You don't feel as though you're aging, and then you see someone with whom you were young, and you see the age in them, and you feel sorry. Not so much for them as for yourself.
Tell me about your daughter. I can't, just cannot imagine Carrie. Carolyn Brown, Neesmith. Class of 1950. Cannot imagine her with a child. She showed me her pictures in Bergdorf's yet, where I never go. You know, we had this big scene. Louis, baby! Carrie, darling! It's been ages! And she says, you've got to see my daughter, and whips out this practically 8x10 color photograph. And wouldn't you know? She's gorgeous. She's beautiful.
She's an angel, she really is.
Would you like to have a drink?
That's not a bad idea. She really has a marvelous position with one of the better dressmakers. Her own line. She's always had a wonderful feeling for fabric. Way, drape and all that.
Yeah, it's nice, it's work, it's...
She's really becoming a name. It makes me rather proud in a way, I suppose. And then of course, I don't know, it's sad.
Sometimes I think my clothes are rags. I mean, I say that, no one else better. Then other times I'm really quite proud. I sometimes feel more like a businesswoman than a designer. I can't think of any other reason why I succeeded in such a dog-eat-dog business when so many other people... Oh well. What are you watching?
What's the building?
The green one? It's a planetarium.
Have you ever been?
Not actually. I understand it's quite ordinary.
Damn.
Beg pardon?
Oh, nothing. I don't think I like...
Another?
Just a bit.
Drinks like Steve always has. Wouldn't admit it was a bit of Bible.
shouldn't have. Well, that damn planetarium.
How's David doing?
Oh, marvelously. He's just built himself a workroom out from the house.
Workroom?
A shop. He does woodwork. It's better away from the house.
You have land then?
We have 3 acres of land.
It's absurd. He's rolling in money. It must be wonderful for your daughter.
Yes, there's trees to climb, and Alice has a garden house and a dollhouse. He's really marvelous with her. Do you hear from your brother?
Sam? He's not one to write all that much. Neither am I, for that matter. From time to time, twice a year, I can always count on him to send me something embarrassing for Christmas. He was here a year ago.
Did he ever mention a Richard Roth?
Richard Roth? R.R. Roth? I don't think, but then I pay never attention to what he tells me.
Is it warm in here?
It's a little. I can.
No, I'll just.
That's a beautiful suit. Chanel? I love that, right? It's a beautiful suit. It's not the sort of thing I do. I drape Chanel cut. It's a very complicated pattern. You take it apart, the jacket alone is on about 50 pieces. I mean, she made the same damn suit for about 50 years, but what the hell, right? Notice the fabric. It's no echo.
I have one of yours.
Do you?
A black wool with white piping.
Oh, God. Well, she could do worse. Actually, it should look rather nice on her.
Oh, I love it. I didn't bring it with me.
Who's Rob?
Oh, well, if you don't know him.
Wait, is this the guy you wrote me?
The poet?
The poet, right.
Or he was when he was in Haverford. I met him again in California. He was an exceptional poet. But with one of those really intelligent guys with the enormous gaps. Like, he spoke Greek and Latin. Well, I mean, he didn't go around speaking it, but he could. And one time, I mentioned the Secretary of State, and he'd never heard of him before. But he was one of the most independent and impulsive and masculine.
Probably what you want to say, Celia, you.
I don't mean.
Without so much as a William Walls, I know that type. She's a little tight, Des, but she loosens up. Not such a big egg, really. We had some great times.
I'm feeling easier. I don't know, I'm only in town for 2 days. I have a list as long as my arm. I run into Louise in Bergdorf's, of all places. I mean, I haven't seen her in, what?
Four,
nearly 5 years. We were pretty school in, pretty close in school, but.
How do you like Boston?
Well, we are outside Boston some. It's really lovely. I was going to say you wouldn't like it much. It's all rather provincial, garden party. Or you'd feel it was. It's really very sweet. You don't want me to tell you about my bridge club. And they'd never forgive me if I didn't bring back some juicy gossip about the fashion for the fall.
Oh, I tell you, you won't like it.
Oh, no.
I know it must seem glamorous. I'm not very damn glamorous, but everyone seems to feel I must be. There have been some really wonderful times. There is an award. Probably you don't even know about it. It's the trade that I managed to win. And that was a thrill. I mean, it wasn't that I never got along with Mom. She's very... I should say that I'm quite like her. It was a very casual sort of family. We, all of us, Sam too, took each other for granted. I mean, I'd left school by the time I was 18, which isn't really terribly shocking anymore, but we got along. But really, at the bottom, she wanted me to be different from what we had been. To have a family and not mess up with a career. She didn't see much use in it or why I was so caught up. Well, there were two smashing seasons in a row and I was pretty much the toast of the town. And I guess everyone knew I was going to win this award. And all my friends were there and I was very young, the youngest designer ever. I still was the second year I won. And everyone stood. And all I could think, standing there with the award was, if Mother could be here, if she could see me, she could. Silly. It was the last thing I expected to think at a time like this. I mean, we weren't even that close. She didn't even like me all that much. It's silly. You're right, it wasn't a good idea. No. It's wonderful. It's good to see you. Yeah. Central Park, Fifth Avenue on the other side. Wherever you hate this planetarium, I think it's a kind of lovely.
Yes, very.
We haven't talked about Stuart.
No.
Thank God. Whatever happened to Phyllis Trumhorn?
Oh, I haven't a clue.
She was one of the few women I'd like to dress. I wanted to dress. She carried herself so well.
She was beautiful for all the good. But she wasn't going out with anyone.
Oh, really?
Never.
I heard she was.
Not from what I heard. She didn't much like the boys I hear.
Oh, really?
I'm surprised you didn't know. She was in your class. I haven't heard a word of her.
Oh no, I...
Louise?
Yes, darling?
Oh... Well, I've joined practically everything there is to join. And I know you're not interested in politics or anything like that, but... I know I have my daughter and this wonderful home and David. And... I don't know. I really, in spite of that, envy you. When I first saw you, I thought you looked all 5 years older, and probably so did I. And I know your wonderful success, and it's probably never easy, but you seem engaged.
Oh, I'm engaged.
Well, I'm not much.
What is it? David?
No, no, I don't think it's David. It's just seeing you again after all this time and start thinking back about the times we had. It's silly.
Have you been trying to solve the world's problems again?
No, I don't crusade anymore. Would look rather hypocritical. I mean, David has so many rich friends.
And it's no fault himself.
Oh dear, I had no idea what we were married. It's just being around them you realize the world isn't quite run the way you thought it. Well, they're really powerful.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
The way they talk. Three stars, big ones across, and perpendicular to the belt. I mean, this is the belt, okay? So perpendicular to the belt, there are three more stars. Closer together and fainter. And this is the sword. And this, the center star in the sword, is the Great Nebula in Orion.
The Great Nebula in Orion.
Which isn't a star at all.
Of course not.
Do you know this?
No. Cross, right, blessed.
Well, it's very interesting. The Great Nebula is a lot of hydrogen gas, which is lit up by a couple of stars behind it somewhere, and by its own heat, because it's condensing. And it moves like a whirlpool. And it, all the time, it keeps on getting tighter and tighter, and hotter, and it keeps on getting tighter and hotter until it's so small and compact. I mean, it's vast. But until it's so compact and small and hot that it's just a ball of fire, burning itself, that it would be a star.
A star is born.
Oh, come on. Thought it was interesting.
I think you had to be there.
Well, any case, you can't see the Boston. The sky is so hazy, you can't even find the sword.
In New York, you're then lucky to find the sky.
I kept wishing you'd come out there. I wrote you, didn't I?
I was working, darling. I couldn't.
But you'd have loved it.
I went to California once and I didn't like it. I wasn't having a whirlwind courtship and marrying a catch.
More whirlwind than courtship. David said, will you? I said, where's Boston? And we had breakfast with his mother.
And you forgot about astronomy. Could we have some music, please?
Well, Bob, that pool just removed to Australia just a few
weeks.
Days. Days.
We are both going to be stone drunk in the middle of the afternoon and creating a scandal. Boston society girl and famed designer arrested for etc. etc.
I know. Imagine the ladies' club.
Listen. Sometimes I want to appear at work in overalls.
What?
Oh. I don't know. I think I'm a little fuzzy. What did you call it? The Great Fuzzy Orion?
Bell. Nebula. The Great Nebula.
I'd like to be there.
Yes.
It's really been fun, Carrie.
Hasn't it?
Carrie, can so I get... What?
Please. I saw a picture, Phyllis' picture in your bedroom. I'm sorry, I didn't know. I didn't mean...
We all have ours. You don't want to go back, do you?
No. No, I can't. Maybe Richard Roth ran off with Phyllis Crohan. What are we going to do?
I don't know, Carrie. I don't know. I have not known for 5 goddamn years.
I know.
Maybe David will build us a little rocket ship in his workroom. We fly off to your...
Nebula?
Yeah.
No. He's a terrible carpenter.
I suspected as much.
Well...
Don't go.
The thought of this hotel room is a bit...
We will fix ourselves up and go out to film.
I don't know if I need that.
Take your pick. Good.
I had such great ideas of changing the world. You remember, I always thought I...
We are better off than most.
I worked so diligently and believed so.
Yeah, didn't we? It's all just a great...
The ironic thing?
It's odd.
Any other woman would be...
Yeah.
It's all such a great...
Terribly. Ironic thing.
Can we have the music from the beginning again?